It's Full Metal Jacket. I am honored to say that I've got legendary bassist Geezer Butler with us on the show. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Jackie. How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy to have you back on the show. There's a lot going on, obviously. I want to talk about your new memoir, Into the Void. And Geezer, you've spoken about how this book was written in part to help the story of your life be passed down to your grandchildren. Once this turned into your memoir for a larger audience, did that change the approach at all as to what went in?
Well, obviously, it became the grandkids can't read it until they're 18 or above now. Originally, it was just a memoir to them. And then Gloria read what I'd written. And she said, oh, you got to do this as a book. And so obviously, when I did it as a book, I put all the Sabbath stuff in and the naughty bits and things.
So they haven't read it and they're not going to see it until they're 18.
Exactly right. At least 18.
Are they aware of it? Did you say, hey, someday you'll get to read my story?
Oh, yeah. My grandson, Guy, who's 10, he saw me autographing one of the books and he picked it up and he says, oh, can I read this? And I says, yeah, when you're 18.
And as young kids, do they have any idea, hey, you know, my grandfather is Geezer Butler from, you know, from Black Sabbath? And I mean, do you feel like they have any sense of, you know, the largeness and your legendary status, and or is it just like, oh, that's my grandpa?
But yeah, it's usually, oh, that's my grandpa. But my eldest granddaughter Lena did a rendition of Iron Man at her school because she plays guitar and sings, and so she definitely knows what it was all about, and she went over really well when she did a school concert.
That must have been a proud moment for you.
It certainly was. I was a bit apprehensive at first because I thought the other parents might object to having a Black Sabbath song in a Catholic school. But they were great. Everybody loved it.
Geezer Butler with us. His new memoir, Into the Void, is out now. It's Full Metal Jacket, not to be confused with Call of the Void. That is Nita Strauss's new album, and that just came out last week. Here's a track from it that features Alyssa Whiteglove from Arch Enemy, The Wolf You Feed. It's Full Metal Jacket. We've got legendary bassist Geezer Butler on the show with us. His new memoir, Into the Void, is out there now. And Geezer, you've spoken about the Never Say Die album being your least favorite experience with Black Sabbath. For you, both as a musician and on a personal level, what was the most rewarding album and tour cycle that you've been a part of?
I think for me, it was the Sabbath Bloody Sabbath album because we had a much more relaxed time doing it. And see, with the first album was done in 2 days, Paranoid was done in 5. So you didn't really have time to relax and sit back and listen to what you were doing. And Sabbath Bloody Sabbath, we did it a lot more slowly. And it was a great time to be in Sabbath because we'd established ourselves. We had a few quid in the bank and things were just great. It was really good. Everybody was enjoying being together. So yeah, that brought back happy memories, that album.
And what stood out about that time that everything just connected and seemed right in your world?
It was because we took our time to experiment a bit more on that album. We were learning different instruments and things and just experimenting in the studio, which we hadn't done really before. And it was all down to us. We didn't have a producer, so it was sort of all produced ourselves kind of thing. And it was a really happy time and the songs were great. And it was a bit of a departure from the usual Sabbath stuff that we'd done up to then. So we were really proud of that album.
Geezer Butler with us. It's Full Metal Jacket. Coming up next, we'll hear from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Music from Sepultura coming up. Geezer's going to be picking music. It's all on the way. The world is pushing back. It's Full Metal Jacket. Geezer Butler with us on the show this week. His new memoir, Into the Void, is out now. And the 40th anniversary edition of Live Evil, taken from the Mob Rules era of the band, is out now as well. Lineup changes aren't ever easy. At what point did you feel things starting to click with Ronnie James Dio and Vinny Appice now part of the band?
Well, as soon as Ronnie came in 1980, Ozzy was gone. We had some songs that we'd written that weren't going anywhere. Ozzy wasn't really into the vocal singing on them. And we had this song called Children of the Sea, and Ronnie came in, and the first thing he did was sing on Children of the Sea and write the lyrics for it and everything. And we were just all knocked out. It was incredible. And it was brilliant. We thought, we didn't know if it was going to be the end of Sabbath or not, because there's so few bands back then that could replace the singer and be successful, especially somebody like Ozzy. So we were a bit apprehensive. And then when we heard what Ronnie could bring to Sabbath, we knew that we had a new future.
And you later reunited that foursome as Heaven and Hell. What's your take on how that foursome worked together and the legacy you left musically?
I thought it was a great time because it was very democratic, that album. I had loads of ideas. Tony obviously had millions of ideas. And we all went to, we wrote it at Ronnie's house in Encino. And it was just really relaxed. We put all the past problems we'd had over the years behind us. We'd finally grown up. And it was just a really relaxed atmosphere. And each one of us listened to what the other person had to bring to the album. And if somebody says, no, that won't do, then it was fine. You know, you just go into something else. We didn't have any arguments about what was going to go on. If we all liked a song, then that was it. That's all we needed to do to put it on the album. It was a really good, relaxed writing period and recording.
Geezer Butler with us on the show. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from DRI, Opeth. We'll check out a new track from Code Orange and more with Geezer. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Geezer Butler on the show with us. His new memoir, Into the Void, is out there now. And Geezer, you've commented on how you consider yourself retired from touring after seeing, you know, the challenges starting fresh with Deadland Ritual a few years back. Having gone through that experience, how are the challenges similar or different to when you started out with Black Sabbath? And what piece of advice would you give to new bands starting out touring?
Well, I'd never give advice to it. New bands, because you know they just do what they want. They don't want advice from an old bloke like me. But the tour on the last Sabbath tour was perfect because we had our own plane. We could relax at like the best hotels all around the world. So it was easy going for me, but it was very wearing on Tony because he was still going through his chemo. So he'd be on the road for like 4 weeks and then have to fly back to England to get his treatment for his cancer. So it was really hard on Tony. And originally that the farewell tour was going to be 100 gigs, and Tony just couldn't do 100 gigs. So he cut it down to 81 gigs and finished in our hometown of Birmingham. So that was great the way we traveled then. And then the Deadland Ritual thing, we were just doing like small clubs and different stages at a few festivals around Europe. And it absolutely killed me. There was no aeroplane to go around. It's all done by like this bus, and I just couldn't do it.
And I've been reading that Black Sabbath was approached about playing that Power Trip Festival. And, you know, obviously, you know, retired from touring. We've all read what you've said in terms of, you know, the future and where you're leaving things. But, like, are you closing the door completely? Or if the right situation all around presents itself, do you think that that you guys would perform together again as Black Sabbath?
I mean, I would. One-off or two-off or whatever. I did the Foo Fighters thing last year or something. That was a one-off thing. I enjoyed that. And yeah, if it was one-off and it was the right thing to do, then I'd do it. And I had a chance last summer when Tony and Ozzy closed the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham in England, and they'd asked me to do it, and I'd agreed to do it, but unfortunately I got COVID, so I couldn't travel. So they had to get Adam Wakeman, who's the keyboardist, in to play bass.
Geezer Butler with us. Coming up next, a new track from Sleep Token. Plus, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. And of course, more with my guest, the one and only Geezer Butler. It's Full Metal Jackie. Geezer Butler with us on the show this week. And Geezer, David Draymond of Disturbed was recently asked for his Mount Rushmore of musicians and didn't hesitate to name you for his all-time bassist pick. As someone that many bassists aspire to, which bassists have most inspired you the most over the years? And is there anyone of today's generation of bassists that have caught your ear?
Well, for me, it was Jack Bruce when he was in Cream. I saw Cream three times in the late 60s. And the first two times I was standing in front of Eric Clapton because everybody was saying, oh, you got to see this guitarist guy. He's incredible. So I went to see Cream, stood in front of Eric Clapton, who was absolutely brilliant. And then on the third occasion, I thought, oh, I'm just standing in front of the singer, which is Jack Bruce. And I couldn't believe what he was doing on bass. And I thought, oh my God, that's incredible. He's like playing rhythm and lead guitar at the same time on bass while he was singing. So he was like immediately my ultimate hero. Bass players these days, it's hard to think really. I like a guy in Royal Blood. I like what he's doing on bass, but nobody in particular. I mean, I like all bass playing, so right.
Into the Void, Geezer Butler's new memoir is out there. Geezer, always such a pleasure. I appreciate the time, and good luck with all things to come, and thank you again.
Thank you very much, Jackie. Thanks for having me.
Music from DRI and more up next.